day and this hour of the Good Day program. We work over some of the most important stories of the day, perhaps of the week, maybe of the month, maybe even of the year, maybe of your lifetime. Who knows what good things lurk for this Thursday, the 20th of June, two-thirds of the way through the month of June, and we have the NSA still in the focus. Ken Kessler is here with me to work with you so that we understand what's going on. You can help yourself to 888-302-3684. So we have the NSA still in the focus. And the death of James Gandolfini, which seems more than anything else, Kenny, to have shaken me to my roots. And I can't tell you that I know why, other than it just, I look at that person, 51 years of age, a little heavy, but there's something awfully sobering about this sort of thing when it happens to somebody that you know, whether it's somebody that's a public figure. I wasn't a big fan of Gandolfini. I didn't really even like The Sopranos. But there was something about him that seemed to be the everyman. And so when you understand how vulnerable we all are, I guess that's probably the way to look at this thing, the vulnerability that we have in this life and how we utilize our time here in this lifetime maybe is an important lesson to be thinking about today. So I'm going to start with a report from CNN. Aaron Burnett talks to Bonnie Fuller here, who works at HollywoodLife.com, about the passing of Gandolfini.
This is just shocking when you hear this about anyone. Do you know anything about that, whether he had any idea he had any kind of heart problem or anything, or was just this completely suddenly out of the blue on vacation?
I think from everything we're hearing, this is completely and utterly out of the blue, no known heart issues. Now, I mean, of course, James Gandolfini was a little bit heavy, so a little bit overweight, but, you know, lots of people are overweight and don't have heart attacks. He was only 51 years old, and I think clearly he didn't think he had any health issues. He was in Italy to attend a film festival in Sicily, so he thought he was in good health.
I mean, it just, when we first saw this headline, Bonnie, I don't know what your reaction was, but, you know, we kind of heard this from somebody in the Italian-American community. He said, oh, I heard this might have happened. CNN started looking into it, and everybody sort of thought this was a hoax at first. Did you have the same reaction?
Well, we were just shocked, and what I think is so sad is that he has got children. He's got, I believe he's got a young daughter who was just born about a year ago, and he also has a teenage son from his previous marriage, so my heart goes out to them.
A young daughter born about a year ago. I mean, that is just so sad. That is just so sad. What can you tell us? I mean, we all know him, you know, as The Sopranos, Bonnie. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, the lovable guy who's just struggling with life and struggling with his lust and his love, right? That he just played so magnificently. But he had played the role of a mobster before, and he had said he was inspired by a friend of his who was a hitman. I mean, he knew this world personally.
Yeah, he did know the world personally. But on the other hand, he was supposed to be a great guy. I always heard from actors who worked with him that he was very generous, that he was not like his character, that he was a man who had a big heart. And, you know, it couldn't be further from his character, Tony Soprano.
James Gandolfini, Emmy Award-winning actor, a shot to fame in The Sopranos, tough-talking, hard-living, apparently maybe the same. I don't know that he was tough-talking. I've heard the same things, Kenny, and I wonder what through our social media, that is what we're seeing and thinking. Maybe we work this over a little in our own world. Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com at Good Day or Good Day Show. The essence of what people may be saying about this at this point in time. Because I would admit, when I first saw this, it was last night, maybe 8 o'clock or so, 8:30, when I came in from the farm. And it just seemed to me, when I looked at it, okay. And then, you know, you look at it again. And it's kind of one of those, huh? deals. And as I said, it affected me in the way that I described a few minutes ago. So what are you sensing? What do you get? What's the drift of what people are saying?
This morning, James Gandolfini is the top item trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
People all over the world are expressing their condolences. When I saw this yesterday, I thought it had to be one of those stupid internet hoaxes.
Right, or somebody got it wrong. Like CNN gets it wrong half the time when they come up with stuff like this. So, yeah. So, but it's not. Anyway.
But no, I was absolutely stunned and shocked. When I found out about it, it was because our movie guy, Chuck Curry, had posted something about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he said how this was just one of those that just shocked him to the core, and that's exactly how I feel. And that's a lot of what I'm seeing on Twitter this morning. Joe says he's gutted to hear that James Gandolfini has died, and Jake says, you are bloody brilliant. Rest in peace, James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
I also saw that Holston's, the restaurant where they filmed the final episode of The Sopranos,
mm-hmm.
was packed last night with fans, and they put a reserved sign and kept the table where he sat in that last episode that was remained empty
right.
last night.
Really? Wow. Pretty interesting. David Chase, who created The Sopranos, said that Gandolfini was a special person, a great talent, more importantly, a gentle and loving person who treated everybody, no matter their title or position, with equal respect. He said that Gandolfini, who was basically a journeyman actor, but he became one of the greatest actors of our time. A great deal of the genius resided in those sad eyes, he said. I remember telling him many times, says Chase, you don't get it. You're like Mozart. There'd be silence at the other end of the phone. Gandolfini, a Jersey guy, and as I think in that report just suggested, he'd been around all of this stuff. He went to Rutgers, graduated in 1983, had a degree in communication, drove a delivery truck, managed nightclubs, tended bar. And he started acting when he was in his mid-20s, took an acting class, and began working in movies in 1987, a low-budget horror movie called Shock, Shock, Shock. And in 92, he had a Broadway revival of A Streetcar Named Desire. Alec Baldwin was in that, Jessica Lange. He made gangster roles a specialty. He played a number of things, a number of tough guys in films like True Romance, The Juror, and his character acting is what attracted Chase to him when they put together the idea of The Sopranos. That created a lot of work and a lot of careers for a lot of people, actually, when you look at it, Kenny. The Soprano character and that story that went behind it, it sort of rang true with a lot of people. So I didn't, as I said, I didn't care for it because it was too violent for me. But it was,
yeah.
It set the stage for lots of stuff. So a moment in passing, your thoughts, if you have them, share them with us on Twitter or Facebook or at 888-302-3684. Or you can help yourself to an email if you'd like to go that direction. Doug@DougStephan.com or Ken@DougStephan.com. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Come into an AT&T store today to test push-to-talk that's truly instant.
How instant?
This instant.
How about now?
Yep, still that instant. Come in to test AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right, we're going to bounce around here a little bit because there are a lot of things that are going on that deserve our attention, like the discussion of immigration now. Where are we with all this? Here's host Mark Simone with Ann Coulter. They talk about border security being an important part of any immigration reform discussion.
You know, we're always looking through all the cargo containers that come into the port. We're searching them carefully. It's not going to be that probably a long amount of time before terrorists figure out, hey, the whole southern border is open. You can just bring anything you want across the border, suitcases, trunks, anything you want, any weapon you want, any chemical you want, just walk it across the border.
That's right. That's right. That is one of my objections to this moral high ground taken by Democrats and their Republican enablers about, oh, come on, it's unfair. How can you not give illegal immigrants citizenship? That's mean. It's so unfair. It's not as if they weren't aware. They were sneaking across the border late at night, often paying criminals to take them in the back of trucks and swimming through lakes. And then what, we're supposed to believe they said, you know, they got here and thought, what, did I do something wrong here? No, they know they were breaking the law. And let's be honest, the only reason the Democrats are pushing this is because they want their votes. It's to help the Democrats electorally, and it will. That isn't the only reason I think most Americans oppose it. They oppose it for some of the reasons I just described. Suddenly, we need the government to be spying on all, quote, American citizens. You know, when you have all of these people from Somalia, Yugoslavia, the old Yugoslavia, Chechnya, Yemen, committing acts of domestic terrorism here against Americans. I mean, without all of the foreign immigrants, all we have is a crime problem.
Yeah, but this problem with the borders is you have the Republicans in cahoots with the Democrats on this one.
Luckily, not all of them.
Well, but the Democrats see it as a source of cheap votes. Republicans, many of them see it as a source of cheap labor. So nobody ever does anything to close these borders.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
In the world today, as are the circumstances pretty much that befall us each day. And during this hour of the Good Day program, as Ken Kessler has spent a good deal of his last 24 hours monitoring a lot of the really good radio programs, some of them fair. There are good hosts, and there are really good hosts, and there are really, really good hosts. But as there are 1,000 stations around the country that are programming some kind of conversation on the air, it's a lot of work for Kenny to listen in, but he does diligently. And we use the consensus of information that comes from a lot of these hosts in a unique way to sort of stimulate you in a way that you probably wouldn't hear because you aren't listening to some of these other programs, to get you to focus on the issues of the day. And certainly the NSA is one of the big issues of the day. What's going on, Mr. Snowden, and what he's done. Here, Bob Orr talked to National Security Analyst Juan Zarate about what damage has been done with the leaks and the surveillance information that now a lot of people around the world have.
The NSA and the governments have been on the hot seat here because Edward Snowden has leaked details of a couple of very sensitive programs. How much damage has been done?
Well, they've done a damage assessment and tried to figure out what he's downloaded on the thumb drive that he's taken with him to Hong Kong and to Chinese territory. And certainly what he's revealed is not helpful to the NSA. It's not only created this political firestorm, but has given a sense of sources and methods to people we're tracking, to terrorists. And so that's never good. I think the NSA is also worried about other things that he may not only have downloaded, but may want to reveal or may seek to reveal in places like China. So I think the worry is what is yet to be revealed, and also the question of how the NSA can now defend these programs. And you see that with Keith Alexander, the head of Cyber Command, the head of the NSA, coming out with more details about how this program has been effective.
It's extraordinary, really, to see the head of the NSA and the deputy director of the FBI talking on Capitol Hill openly about some very closely held, just recently declassified cases. What should we make of that? This is really an effort to try to convince the public this is not Big Brotherish.
Right. I think the administration and the intelligence communities had to make the choice that they're going to have to explain this program. They're going to have to explain its value, its legality, and its processes. And so you've seen now the administration coming out with more information. You've also seen, Bob, by the way, pressure from the private sector, those internet companies like Google, who are now asking to lift the gag order on what exactly they've been providing so that they can defend themselves. And so now that all this is out in the open, it's been published in the papers and we talk about it all the time, the government has to explain why these programs are important. Otherwise, the imaginings of this are worse than the realities of what actually happens with this data and this information.
So the more secretive it is, the scarier it is, essentially.
That's right. I mean, the more we sort of just pontificate here without knowing how actually this program works, what controls are in place, how the audits work, how it's valuable and how it's used, and whether or not it's constrained or not, that's important. Keep in mind, find the 2006 example of this, which I think we did well in the Bush administration, when the New York Times reported on the terrorist financing tracking program. We were ready to go when that happened because we assumed it was going to be public. So we had tabletopped it. We had prepared the public affairs folks, not just in the U.S., but in the U.K. and at the company, Swift, in Belgium. And so when it came out, we were public, we were open about how we had controlled the data, what we did to build in privacy and civil liberties, and I think the administration in some ways is catching up a bit to try to do precisely that.
The government says great damage has been done. Keith Alexander said irreversible damage. But to look at it from the other side, didn't the terrorists know, didn't the Al-Qaeda operatives know their communications were being tracked and being watched and being followed? So really, did we tell them anything they didn't know?
Well, this is always the debate. You know, we tell them we're tracking them. We tell them we're listening. We tell them we're looking at their finances. Of course they know. The challenge, though, Bob, is they don't know exactly how we're doing it. They don't know through what methods we're doing it.
All right, so the hearing, the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, they're investigating the NSA. They've got all these people that run these spook agencies in there, and they're all fidgeting and fussing around, and they're basically lying through their teeth. Isn't that what most of us think? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In today's world of citizen journalism, everybody's a critic. But is what you're reading necessarily accurate? TripAdvisor says it has a policy against those who post fake reviews. But policing it is another story. And believe me, there's an incentive. One study from Cornell University found that if a hotel score on the website Travelocity goes up by just 1 point, the hotel can then raise their rates by 11.2% and still keep the same occupancy rate. So how can you tell whether a review is legitimate? Cross-reference with sites that require proof that reviewers have actually stayed at the property. HotelMe is a new website that requires verification, and Expedia will confirm that you booked through them before you can review the actual location. Bottom line, trust your gut. If you see several reviews posted within a short period, it's a red flag. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Come into an AT&T store today to test push-to-talk that's truly instant.
How instant?
This instant.
How about now?
Yep, still that instant. Come in to test AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and no activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny, I didn't ask you while we were talking about James Gandolfini. He's just joining us. Certainly that's something that has a lot of people talking. It's number one on the trending file on all of the major social network sites, as might be expected. But what else do we have that sort of works the last 24 to 48 hours? A lot of the things that we've been talking about with our friends who either are calling, listening, whatever, they're connected to us. What sort of things are going on in that department?
A couple interesting comments about the NSA. Stephanie says NSA surveillance is an attack on American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, Leslie says George Washington would have had Edward Snowden executed for treason.
Really? That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? The hearing yesterday we were talking about in the Senate Judiciary Committee with FBI Director Mueller acknowledging the FBI uses drones for surveillance in, quote, certain difficult cases. Meanwhile, authorities have yet to issue a warrant. I think this is interesting. No warrant yet for Snowden. Why is that? In a month, his temporary visa expires. Hong Kong authorities say they may arrest him as an illegal immigrant. And then make a deal with our pal Putin, right? Well, where else could he go? Could he go to Sweden? Can he travel? He could travel across land. Nobody, you know, he can drive from China. Although you go to the borders, you got to have some kind of passport, right?
Yeah.
You gotta,
and these damaged goods. There are a lot of countries that don't want him there.
Mm. He claimed that he wanted to seek asylum in Iceland. I remember that. But they've turned him down. You could get in the trunk of a car and somebody could drive you across to some place where change. He doesn't have any money, though, really. Nobody's really paid him for this. He could change his identity. You know, there are a lot of people that get a face job. The drug kingpins do this all the time. That's not just something that's in the movies. You can do it, change your identity, and then, I mean, no, it's not. I've not watched too many James Bond movies, folks. It is something that you can do. Here, with more on the NSA, here's Clarence Mitchell talking to Congressman Dutch Ruppertberger. What an interesting name. Dutch Ruppertberger. Who's a Democrat from Maryland, about whether what the NSA is doing is worth the security we're getting in return. This is the question, I think.
Watching the hearings, many of us were, and listening to the testimony from the NSA, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and everyone else, the information they gave about the thwarting of those attacks is some 50. We all want that, Congressman. The concern is, what are we giving up to get those thwarted?
Well, that's the issue. First, let me get started by where we are. When this came to light when, unfortunately, we had an American who had clearance, who broke the law, who went to China, and this the damage to our country's national security and our allies could be very severe. It could cost lives in the short term and the long term, because what we tried to do in the intelligence community is to find the bad guys, find out who their associates are, and try to stop them from planning attacks, whether they're suicide, whether they're bombs, whether it's attacking our businesses. Now, when this came out, unfortunately, there was so much false information, and it was like a media frenzy that the government's listening to your phone conversations. This is wrong. Well, that's not the case. And Chairman Rogers and I, and who are on the Intelligence Committee in the House, Senator Feinstein and Senator Chambliss, the Democratic Republican in the Senate, we immediately said, no, wait a minute. This is a legal program. This is a program that was passed by Congress, Democrats and Republicans. It's been upheld by the Supreme Court, and it's really a program to get the bad guys. It has nothing to do with listening to anybody's phone conversations. It is not a violation of any Fourth Amendment rights whatsoever.
Well, when you said not a violation of any Fourth Amendment rights, the collection, the data, the actual phone numbers of who I call and everything else, the collection of that does assume a probable cause element in there, doesn't it? Collecting the numbers.
Let me try. No, this is what we have to make a determination. Well, our forefathers created a great system of government, checks and balances between administration, Congress, and the courts. The courts have clearly held that the collection, but basically where what we talk about here is intelligence community needs to be able to act quickly to stop terrorist attacks. Now, when in order, the intelligence committee is like always is in a position, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. There are thousands, if not billions, of conversations and emails throughout the world, and the whole issue with technology is trying to find out these terrorists and who they're talking to. Now, what the system is, and this is what's important, because our role now is education, and this is why we're asking the intelligence committee to try to declassify as much as we can so we can let the public know what's going on.
All right. Let the public know what's going on. Wow, what a concept. 888-302-3684. Let's run the gamut here and see what we can get from people who are listening to the program around the country. Mike in Ohio has some thoughts on Snowden that sort of mirror what I've been saying.
I'm a 51-year-old retired veteran. I've been all over the world. And anybody that has worked for the government or is in the military is well aware of what our government is capable of. I believe that Manning and Snow are heroes because there is no transparency. We are dealing with individuals that feel that they know what is best for us. We went to war and left our borders wide open. The enemy has been amongst us since Bush started the war. Now there's CYA. Everybody is CYA Washington. The problem is we have a two-party system that feels they know what's best for us, and we the people have lost control of our Constitution. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? What do you think we ought to do? 888-302-3684. Let's stay on top of this. Jerome, listening in Maryland, focusing on the NSA surveillance program and why it's important or not.
You hear about it's supposed to be in the best interest of America and this, that, and the other and everything. All we're asking for is transparency. If this is something that's going to help us so much, this, that, and the other, why didn't they explain to us when we talk about Section 215 that, you know, this is what's going to happen. We are going to be able to provide a database, but we cannot access it for this, that, and the other. If everything is okay, then why would they have to hide it from us? Why would it have to be leaked to us?
Why? What? Who? When? David, in Texas, take it away.
First off, I don't think Snowden is a hero, and if he had only released the part about what he thought was a secret program, I don't even necessarily think he would need to be prosecuted, but he has released more information than that. And to these callers who think that the United States government can listen to their phone calls, it's over 300 million people in the United States. It would take three shifts of 8-hour shifts of over 300 million people listening to your phone calls and day in and day out, and that's just impossible to happen.
It's just impossible. Is it really? I think there are other tools of the trade that we may not know about. We didn't know about all this stuff is going. Yeah, really, use your imagination. Let your imagination go wild for a few minutes. Think about how this stuff, we didn't know this stuff was going on. We don't know the technology that they've developed with your tax dollars. You look at all these things, the drones, look at the sophisticated technology, the items of war that have been developed, and think to yourself, how much further can they go? You see some of these movies where they have all of this, or television shows like Person of Interest. You look at this stuff, and they can't do that. Really? You want to bet? 888. I'm not betting against them. 302-3684. But you sort of are betting against them, but you're betting against yourself if you're betting with them, it would seem. Brenda in Montana on Mr. Snowden.
I believe that Snowden took a pledge that he would keep the information that he found or received secret, and he broke his pledge. So who can we trust in our government if they can't keep their word and keep their pledge? And believe me, all these people I'm listening to today that just think Snowden's a hero, I think they're nuts. You know, this man is a traitor, and this man, you know, gave away things to countries that shouldn't even have our information. I don't have anything to hide, and I don't think that, you know, every single president that we've ever had from George Washington on, you know, told the public everything they were doing. How can you protect us? Believe me, if we had someone that blew up this place again, all these same people would be screaming to have these same policies put in place.
Madam, I would challenge your intellectual capacity as I listen to you. It seems I'm not making fun of you. I just think the people who say I got nothing to hide, as soon as I hear that come out of somebody's mouth, I've shut the rest of the conversation off. I'm just done listening to people say that, because that's not the issue any more than the issue with the situation in Arizona about voting rights. You know, we all get worked up about voting rights and whether you have proof or ought to have proof to show you can vote. That wasn't the issue the Supreme Court decided on, but that became the issue everybody wanted to talk about. Because there wasn't a lot, as I listened to some of that stuff, Kenny, there wasn't a lot of great leadership from some of the hosts that you monitor, because they went off on a track of information. I mean, I'm certainly guilty of this myself. Don't let a good conversation get in the way of the facts or the other way around. So, you know, under the circumstances, there was a lot of misinformation. And you notice that conversation has gone away as quickly as it came up. Because maybe more and more people realized what the real issue was and say, okay, end of story. Next. Speaking of next, Carrie in Virginia caps off the conversation about what's going on in the NSA.
I think that we're all a little bit misguided in what the lesson is we're looking for. In my opinion, I think the lesson isn't what Snowden stole, but the fact that someone like him was able to steal and he was underjudged by the people that employed him. I think that's what we need to look at, is who is handling our sensitive data. And then there's always the fallback comment, if there's something that you shouldn't be doing, then just don't do it.
All right. Okay. So I think that we've got a lot of people who are sheep in this country. Maybe that's my comment. You're just sheep if you're, and that's not, doesn't have to necessarily be negative. It just is that you're just not with it. You don't kind of get what's going on. And that may sound arrogant, but it is just, I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. It just seems that there's so much going on that we don't know about until something like this comes up. That's why I think this guy's done us a service. We need to know what the government's doing. That's the right of a free people. You don't want to know, then go, you know, or give up. Put your hand, throw your, okay, I give up. You guys are the boss. I'm just going to be here occupying time and space. That's what you want with your life? Oof, I don't want that. 888-302-3684. We continue conversationally in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable.
But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
There was a great deal of pressure on the wives because not only were they dealing with the enormous pressure of their husband riding a rocket into space, and these were very risky missions. But on top of this, the wives were expected to keep everything absolutely happy, proud, and thrilled back at home. And that was literally their motto. It was sort of your keep calm and carry on 1960s style. But Life magazine, NASA, and the American public really demanded a squeaky clean image from the astronauts. These were our heroes. They were Boy Scouts, and they better be married to Girl Scouts as well. And there was an emotional cost to landing a man on the moon. Sadly, many of the marriages fell apart after the husbands came back to Earth, not only because of a spiritual and personal transformation they went through by walking on the moon, but just because of the enormous pressure of this sort of crucible environment that they were living in for a decade. There are some exemplary marriages that did survive and really had the right stuff, but it was emotionally taxing.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
The Next Step in Good Day program. Yesterday and earlier this week, there was a sort of a burgeoning discussion about the American Medical Association labeling obesity as a disease. And I think we had an interesting conversation about that here. This continues the conversation. The ladies on The View talk about this.
A bombshell announcement from the AMA has now officially declared obesity as a disease. They say it will help the medical community handle a problem that affects a third of the country. Now, I find it extraordinary that they've sort of called it yet another thing. But I know that you also wanted to say what Richard Besser, our favorite doctor.
Because when you said it's a disease, there are some questions. If it's a disease, does insurance cover it?
What Dr. Besser was referring to,
Dr. Besser on the GMA, who's our ABC medical expert, he said that opponents of this are concerned that it will take the focus away from personal responsibility and put the focus on surgery and drugs. It's not me. I don't have to lose weight. I don't have to exercise.
Well, it is the disease where you can walk for the cure. So...
That's right. It totally makes sense.
I wonder, like you're saying, Barbara, it takes away the personal responsibility. It's like type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is exercise and changing your lifestyle with eating. And there is a personal responsibility. It's just, it's really, really hard. But it makes people pay attention to diabetes the way they might with obesity.
If
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
More stimulating talk radio. Don't you love the stations and programs that use that? And actually, I can think of a few stations that do use that handle that are more stimulating. And that's my idea of getting you going. I think you need to be stimulated a little bit as you start your day. And if that's when you're listening to this program, help yourself to more information. Jumping around a bit in this hour to a study that was done by the AAA that finds that those hands-free devices for your phone may be just as dangerous as talking on the phone when you're behind the wheel. Here's talk host John Thompson.
AAA says we may not know all we think we know about distracted driving. Beth, tell us what this study you're talking about today found.
Well, the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, we conducted research that really demonstrated that hands-free technologies in the car can cause dangerous mental or cognitive distractions for motorists. So basically, we wanted to find out what really happens inside the brain when drivers attempt to do multiple things at once.
Did you find that people on the phone versus hands-free have significantly different levels of distraction?
Well, we looked at just mental distractions, and so we didn't look at people that were holding the phone, but we looked at the hands-free technologies that are in the car. So people making hands-free cell phone calls, or people listening to an audiobook on the radio, or listening to the radio, talking to a passenger next to them, and even using those technologies that are becoming more and more prolific in cars that allow drivers to talk and send out a text message or an email, post to their Twitter account, all while keeping their hands still on the wheel.
What are the most dangerous behaviors there? I mean, which of those has the most danger?
Well, we rated them along a ranking system, and we found that the most dangerous thing that people can be doing in the car that we looked at is engaging with these speech-to-text technologies where your hands are on the wheel, your eyes are focused on the road, but you're still using your brain to do multiple things at once, and that is sending an email or sending a text message, posting to your Twitter account, really, really dangerous behaviors. And what we found is when people were doing those types of things and driving down the road, they missed visual cues, they missed stop signs, they missed pedestrians. pedestrians that were in the roadway, their reaction time was greatly slowed. They were in this, what we call an inattentive blindness, where they were driving down the road, eyes focused on the road, but their brain was not processing what was going on.
Aha! So listening, how many of you know people that listen to books on tape or books on CDs as they're driving? I know I'm on the phone when I drive. It's a long distance, and I don't even remember. You can talk for hours, and you don't remember where you are. Here's a story about the IRS. You've heard this. The IRS has decided it's going to award its employees about $70 million in bonuses for doing such a great job. Here's Greta Van Susteren on that.
How in the world does anyone at the IRS, I realize not everyone is involved in the line dancing of the $20,000 in squirt toys or the $50 million in 2 years worth of parties. We didn't audit the other years. Or the targeting of conservative groups. But I mean, but still, $70 million in bonuses. How does this happen?
It happens when you have collective bargaining agreements that are negotiated, and there's nobody at the table on behalf of the taxpayer. So you have the IRS negotiating with their employees. And I'm not justifying it. You ask
no,
how it
I
happens.
Ask how
this
it happens.
Is how it happens.
I understand. If you're calling it mind-numbingly stupid, I don't think you're in favor in any way.
Well, and in fact, I am currently drafting legislation to either vitiate or rescind the collective bargaining agreement. So is Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa. It is impossible to understand. In the best of budget circumstances, you should only be eligible for a bonus if you do something that significantly exceeds the expectations. I mean, if you do far beyond what was expected, perhaps you may be eligible for a bonus. I don't give them in my own office, but I understand some people do. All right. The IRS has not met any rudimentary level of expectation. And to take $70 million and set it apart because of a collective bargaining agreement. However, in the agreement, if there's a budget shortfall, they're not eligible for it. So you would think that the IRS would say, well, we have a budget shortfall sequestration. We're cutting everything. We're not going to give bonuses out. That's not what they're doing. They're using this as a negotiating ploy in the next collective bargaining agreement.
All right. There was an April directive from the White House Budget Office, which says was written. It says that that they would stop sort of these extra payments. But this one was it get under? Is there a way that this one doesn't get stopped?
Yes. The directive that was issued said no more bonuses based on performance unless there's a legal requirement to give it. Well, that covers all collective bargaining agreements. I mean, that's a contract. You've already agreed, contracted to provide these bonuses. Now, if it was drafted by anyone other than a third grader, you would have these clauses that can get you out of it. Rescind it.
Craig Gowdy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.